Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm here with Ty West and Maya Goth for Pearl, which is the prequel of a sequel. I don't know how to call it, actually, because it's...
I think prequel is right.
And how did you work to build up this additional new part of Pearl's life? And why did you choose to set it in 1918?
The movie started when we were in quarantine in New Zealand because we were going to film X there. And you had to do 2 weeks in a mandatory quarantine. And at the time, the whole world was on pause. In New Zealand, we were able to make a movie, which we were very fortunate to be one of the people that could do that. And so it seemed like, well, what if we just made two movies since we're going to be here and we have all of this stuff and all of these great actors and all of this crew? And so that's where it started. And then I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why a prequel became a thing, maybe because of the Spanish flu. I don't really remember where it started, but for whatever reason, it became like the story of young Pearl, because old Pearl is in X, became very compelling. And I think that when we started collaborating on it, we just thought, well, if we make this movie, it'd be amazing, but if we don't make this movie, then we will have a very rich backstory to the character you're about to play. And so we would ideally make it, but if we didn't, we could at least fall back on the fact that, like, well, we were going to carry this work that we did into the movie that we're doing, and the movie will be better for it. And so that's how it started, and then the snowball started rolling, and ultimately A24 bet on the movie prior to making X, and we made these two movies back-to-back.
And how do you work building up the story together of Pearl, this new back? Story of Pearl that you actually turned into a film. How do you build up her character? Because she's slightly different from, I mean, her new story is different from the other one. So this Pearl is slightly different from the other Pearl, let's say.
Well, it was interesting because it was a bit of like reverse engineering. I mean, the X movie had already been written, and that character had gotten to a place in her life. And it was a little bit like, well, we know that it has to get there in some capacity. And so how do we go back? We don't want to tell that same story again. So what was it like before she was that part of her personality? And that's where I think it started. And then we would just FaceTime from quarantine and just start kicking around ideas. And then some would stick and some wouldn't. And the ones that stick slowly just, they pile up. And next thing you know, you have a movie.
Mia, the Pearl character in this film is, I mean, we don't like her always, but we root for her every day. So it's, I mean, we want her dreams to be fulfilled, even if she's not exactly always nice. We don't like her that much every time. But you managed to convince us to love her in a way. How did you build up the character then?
How did I make her so relatable?
Relatable, yes.
Sure. Well, you know, I didn't really think of that whilst I was working on my prep for Pearl. I was really just trying to find my own in with the character and I love Pearl. I think she's a really good person at heart, and you have to root for your characters, and you have to like them, and I found a lot of connections to her and I, and I kind of, that was sort of my route in, and I think that helped ground it in some semblance of reality and truth, and that helped make her a more dimensional, real, living, breathing character.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's not a bad person in herself, but she is, even if she does bad things, she has a purpose to do it. She's not just evil just like this. So this is why it's really,
everybody has ambition.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite some of the things that happen in the movie, you're still rooting for anyone who's really going after their dreams, whatever their dreams may be.
Yeah, also because she finds herself in this situation of being like claustrophobically in this house, in this situation where she wants to run away from. So why 1918? I was curious to ask this.
One big reason was it paralleled the times we were currently living in, because that was the height of the Spanish flu, and it was the end of a war, and we were in New Zealand because of a pandemic, and so that was very much on my mind because of that. And then also, this is a less interesting answer, but when you just reverse engineer the age to get her down to that age, that's where you end up. And so it was like, if you end up somewhere in her, Pearl in her 20s, you think about where you are dates wise, and 1918 was right about there. So it started. That was where the, you know, Howard would be away at war, and this pandemic was raging, and her life was difficult, and she wanted a different life, and so did a lot of people, and that just wasn't really in the cards at the time. So that just felt like a very a difficult time to be going through, mm-hmm. and it paralleled, unfortunately, coincidentally, what we were going through at the same time.
One last question about how you work together as in writing, because you both wrote the film, and while you were shooting the film, were you faithful to what you wrote, or did you were keen to change, to adapt, to make like last minute changes? How did it work? How did the film evolve writing wise while you were shooting?
It didn't really.
Ah, good.
Sometimes a script needs it, but in this case it didn't at all. I mean, I think we were just so happy and so proud of what we had written, and the fact that we were really actually getting the chance to make this movie, and we put, you know, so much love into this and so much care and time that by the time we got to set, we were just ready to go without any changes.
We had also just finished making another movie, and we went right into this, so we were probably as sharp as ever from like a yeah. from a craft standpoint. You know, we'd just been acting for over a month and a half, and I'd just been directing for a month and a half, so it was like we just kind of kept doing what we just got warmed up, and then we went into this one, and so yeah, not much changed, if anything at all.
So it must have been physically exhausting, though, was it?
It was, but it informed the performance for me, at least. Actually, I was able to use that and take it into our scenes on the day.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Ty West and Maya Goth for the film Pearl here at the Venice Festival. Thank you very much. It was a fun.
Thank you.
It's real fun.
Thank you.
I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.